This is Chi High Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, and we pick up the JV game from the Eagles' nest at Eau Claire Memorial with Chai clinging to a 47-45 lead, but they just turned it over after a timeout with 16-plus seconds remaining. And for Eau Claire Memorial, R.J. Perrine goes to the free throw line, and he hits the first free throw to make it 47-46. And Perrine now with a chance to tie it for the Apes, who were down by 11 a short time ago. Shahai was in the driver's seat. Second one is good. So both the free throws good for the junior. He ties it at 47. And we're going to get some substitutions into the game. So some clutch free throw shooting for R.J. Perrine there for Eau Claire Memorial. And they tie it at 47. We could go to overtime here. The Cards across the timeline, final 8 seconds. And timeout is called by Aaron Canez. A full timeout with 7.4 seconds left. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
47 all with 7.4 seconds left from the Eagles' nest at Eau Claire Memorial. Mark Halverson with Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studio and bringing us in and out of commercials here tonight. And the Cards, another steal on an inbounds pass. And now Memorial trying to get a shot off in the waning moments of this one. Perrine for the shot, and he banks it off the backboard. No. So I guess it's R.J. Perrine. I'm getting the correction. This game's going overtime. And we're going to have it for you here. So an exciting pregame show, and Perrine kind of kicking himself for that one. He hit the 2 free throws to tie it, and he had the opportunity to win it, and he's frustrated right now. We'll take a short break, come back with the 4-minute overtime in a minute on WOGO Sports.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Well, WOGO Sports coverage of this varsity game is preceded by a junior varsity game that's going into overtime. The Cards had an 11-point lead in the latter part of the second half, couldn't hold it. And now the Abes catching them. And again, it was important where they had a, they were still down five with 16 seconds to go, but a steal and a three and a timeout. And then, well, here we are. So 47 apiece, and Chi High, the drive all the way in and no good. Missed shot that time by Grant Von Hayden. And here comes Perrine into the forecourt. Pull up Jay on the way. Got it. A three-pointer for Perrine, and he puts the Abes up 50-47. The Cards have to answer back now. Can they rally themselves after squandering the 11-point lead? And it might have been bigger, but that's what I noticed. And the Cards on the attack right to left. On the far side, driving. There's the pass stolen away by Memorial, and then stolen back by the Cardinals. Layup is good for Chippewa, and that's Owen Munson, the freshman, who gets it to go. And it's a one-point Abe's lead with the basketball as they slowly walk it up the floor. Caleb Messner, the sophomore, he gets it right side to Adam Rodeberg. They work it around on the outside. Again, a four-minute overtime now at the three-minute mark. On top, they get it around to Rodeberg. There's the shot. Air ball attempt, no good. Followed up and in down low by Adam Rodeberg, and the junior puts the Abes up by 352-49 with 2:45 left in the overtime. Chippewa Falls into the forecourt. Bringing it down, the Gavin Thompson, the sophomore, also goes in the varsity roster. Drives, kicks it out on top to Von Hayden. Shot, no, blocked, partially tipped around, and out of there with it is Memorial, and it's 21 Henry Fessenmeyer. He and his brother Ben on the JV and the varsity for the Abes. So with a three-point lead now, they bring it across the timeline left to right. Memorial up by three, 52-49. A tremendous comeback in the waning moments of regulation, and then a steal by the Cards. Thompson. Cardinals can tie it with a three-pointer. 2:05 left in overtime from the Eagles' nest. The JV game. 17-footer. Thompson got it. It's a one-point Abes lead. 52-51 inside of 2 minutes. Perrine into the forecourt. He'll take it down. Inside the three-point line. Driving. Puts up a tough shot and draws the foul. We've seen his fine free throw shooting skills a moment ago, and he'll go to the line now with 1:50 left in the overtime, and the Abes JV leading it by one. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Free throw, Perrine is short, hits the front iron. And so now that is a Bennett for the Cards, obviously. His teammates come and encourage him on. 110 seconds left in the overtime. Cards in their red uniforms with the white numerals and lettering and red and it's a black trim, and the second one good for Perrine. So 53-51, Abes by two. Abes in the white uniforms with the purple numerals and lettering and some purple and black trim. Down low, and the Cards get a hoop as they go to number 21 for Chippewa Falls there. Conrad Gebauer, the sophomore, ties it at 53. Do we have a second overtime in store? Minute and a half left here in this first extra session. Abes with the ball. Working it around on the outside. Perrine. Behind the back dribble. He'll put up a three. Got it. He nails the three. Celebrating. Going back into the backcourt. I see his mom, a family friend, and dad across the way celebrating. And we've got a timeout. 1:17 left. The Old Abes lead the Cards 56-53. Back with this JV overtime in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
56-53, Oakland Memorial JV leading Chi High in overtime. from the Eagles' Nest at Eau Claire Memorial. It's just the preliminary game to the main event. Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial, and the Abes in that one without their two leading scorers, as you'll find out. 20-game of scorer Cooper Jesperson out with the torn biceps, and also missing tonight's game, the second leading scorer, Wesley Mboga. Ankle injury suffered in Thursday's practice. Did play Friday night against North, but did not play in the loss Saturday to Marshfield. And it's the Cards and Eau Claire Memorial for the first time this season coming later. But right now, final minute 17 of this one, or maybe there'll be more in store. Just like the Super Bowl, the potential of a second overtime last night lingered. And Chahai with it, important possession, down by three now. The Cards work it on the right low post, kicking it out to Gavin Thompson. Thompson behind that three-point line, goes right baseline all the way underneath, works the pass around. There's the shot up, and it's off the rim, no good. Missed by Owen Munson, the freshman, and the Abes with it, and a three-point lead with 50 seconds to go. And they're in no hurry. They get it across the timeline, work it left to right. Deflected and recovered by Memorial. Abes with it, out on top as they're working it on the outside. And there's the dribble from Fessenmeyer. And out on top, they get it. And they work it around again. And Cards going to have to foul. Just over 20 seconds left, and they finally get a foul on Luke Zenner, number 11 for the Cards. Well, maybe not. Number 12. I thought it was 11. My apologies. So Owen Munson, the freshman. Okay, Owen Munson. Luke Zenner wasn't out there. Okay. So, JV game, and to the free throw line goes Henry Fessenmeyer, the junior, and he hits the free throw. Abe's pretty good free throw shooting here, and they go up four with 23 seconds to go in this junior varsity overtime where the Cards had led by at least 11 in the waning moments, and Abe's storm back. Next one is up and good. Five-point lead. It's a two-possession game for the Cards. And the junior varsity coach Brandon Gullixrud making a substitution there for the Abes. Here come the Cardinals. Final 23 seconds. Gavin Thompson across the timeline. Works it around. Gets it off to his teammate Grant Von Hayden. Running out of time. There's the drive shot up and good by Jalen Smith, the sophomore, and a full timeout called by Aaron Kinez with 11.4 to go. The Cards get the two as they still trail by three, and they'll try to employ a solid defense back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Well, Eau Claire Memorial had charged back to tie this game at 47. They lead at 58-55 with 11.4 seconds to go in overtime. We scheduled this broadcast to bring you the varsity, but an exciting junior varsity finish. 11.4 seconds. The Cards with a full court press here. And the Abes looking to get it inbound. They do in the backcourt to Perrine, and he's fouled with 9.7 to go. 2 seconds elapse off the clock. And R.J. Perrine to the free throw line with his old Abes up by three, and again, it's the double bonus, so he'll get two free throws. We've seen him sink three out of four free throws, two in the late going in regulation, and one out of two here in the overtime. 58-55, Abe's first one is short. 58-55, so again, one possession game. This is a huge free throw here with 9.7 seconds. If he misses and the Cards get the rebound, it'd be a three-pointer away from forcing a second overtime. Still time. Plenty of time. 9.7 seconds. Important to get the rebound if he does miss. He's missed it. Off the rim. Cardinals with the rebound. Here comes Chippewa Falls down the court. They work it off. Thompson gets it off on the left side to Munson and out of bounds. The pass from Thompson to Munson out of bounds with 1.4 seconds to go, and the Cards don't get a shot off a turnover. And we're going to get one more timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in a moment. Cards down three, facing quite a challenge. 1.4 seconds to go. Abe's Ball, WDOGO Sports.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
1.4 seconds to go from the Eagles' nest at Oakland Memorial. Abe's JV with the ball up 58-55. The Cards need, a turnover and a heroic shot here or something. They need a five-second violation. So, obviously, it's three-quarter court, and the inbounds pass coming from Henry Fessenmeyer. Here we go. He gets the ball in. It's caught, and they try to foul, and not in time, and that'll do it. Abe's win it. They come from at least 11 down in the late going in the second half to tie it, force overtime, and win it, 58-55. And hats off to Oakland Memorial JV for pulling this one out. We'll come back with our main event, the regularly scheduled pregame, 3 minutes away on WDOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Driving. Nice pass down. Well, blocked
by Marley.
Flips over. Deep three. Emily Cooper on the way.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player. But here's Riley Biston. And it goes in. The empty netter makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
The JV game in the books. The Cards had an 11-point lead that I saw. It may have been bigger, 11. And again, was doing other prep work, getting ready for the game. And all of a sudden, it was the lead had shrunk down to 5. And then it got down to 2. The 2 free throws from R.G. Perrine. He tied it. They force overtime. And they beat the Cardinals here 58-55. But now on to our main event, as it is from the Eagles' Nest. Again, a game that was not originally on our schedule, but we have picked up this one, which was rescheduled from earlier, and glad to bring it to you. The first of 4 broadcasts this week, postseason hockey Thursday and Friday, and the McDonald girls in action for the Cloverbell crossover on Saturday night. It is the 15-6 Oakland Memorial Old Abes atop the BRC at 9-2. And Chi-High at 1-18 overall, 0-11 in the conference. And these two teams have traveled different directions. For Chippewa, you know about their journey, as we call their loss at Menominee on Friday night, 71-56. Still looking for that first conference win, but maybe more attainable here tonight than one would have thought, as the Abes playing without Cooper Jesperson. He was hurt recently and out for the season with a torn bicep. As his coach tells me, an elbow injury, but the 6'3 junior leading them in scoring at 20 a game. So that was obviously a big blow, but they were playing decently even after they lost him with, again, wins. I don't know the exact game he went out, but they did most recently. End of January, they beat Rice Lake 65-46. That was without Jesperson, and they won at Hudson even without him, 65-48. However, their second leading scorer at 14 a game, Wesley Mboga, as he had a bit of an ankle injury suffered at practice on Thursday night, still gave it a go, but just as one broadcaster was describing it to me beforehand, just didn't necessarily have the same quickness or hops on Friday night, and a hard-charging Eau Claire North team able to win that one here at the Eagles Nest, 70-56. And then back at home again on Saturday night, Mboga didn't play, resting that ankle. And it was Marshfield. The Tigers, a very good squad, beating the Abes 62-41. So Chippewa against a Memorial squad without their two leading scorers. We'll hear from their head coach, Chad Briskey. In fact, we've got that conversation right now. Let's go to it here on WDOGO. Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. The Chi-High Cards on the road against Eau Claire Memorial. Depleted Abes team. Coach Briskey, things were humming along very good for you guys atop the conference. North takes you on, upsets you, I guess, the other night, and then the loss to Marshfield. But, wow, you're without your two leading scorers.
Yeah, you know, this is the challenges of when you play team sports. You never know when the injury bug is going to hit. So that's why we preach to the guys each and every day to never let a day go by that you're not grateful for the opportunity to play, because it can be taken from you just like that. So, yeah, we're reeling just a little bit, but, you know, kudos to our guys. They have a competitive spirit to them, and they continue to fight, and we try to reinvent ourselves after each of the injuries, and we'll continue to fight. We're looking forward to tonight's contest.
Jesperson's out for the year, I'd heard, with the elbow injury, but Mboga here, this is more recent. He tried to gut it out in the North game, wasn't able to go. So what is the extent of his ankle injury?
Yeah, you know, we're basically playing it day by day at this point. He's not able to give it a go, so, you know, hopefully we'll see if we can get him back into practice here soon, and hopefully by the end of the week we're ready to go. We're running out of days, so to speak, for the season, so we hope to have him back soon, but there's no guarantees.
You're up against a hungry Cardinal team. Obviously, they're in search of their first conference win, one win on the season, coming into your place.
Yeah, you know, a lot of respect for what Jason's done over at Chippewa. You know, I know it's been a bit of a tough year in terms of the win-loss column for them, but those kids play hard. They know who they are. They have some guys that are more than capable of getting hot from the distance, and this is going to be a real challenge for us tonight. So just like any BRC game, it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight, and on a Monday, and this is our third game in 4 days and couldn't practice on Sunday. So we'll see what we're like when we just roll the balls out.
Absolutely, Coach. We wish you the best. We hope that Mboga can heal up for you and give it your best shot the rest of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot. We appreciate all the coverage.
All right. Chad Briskey, head coach of Memorial, and hear from Coach Pru coming up on WDOGO Sports Cardinal Countdown.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours. Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinal Countdown on the road from the Eagles Nest at Oakland Memorial. Mark Halverson with Chippewa Boys Head Basketball Coach Jason Prue. And Coach, late in the season, February 12th, but the first time you're seeing the old Aves.
Yeah, it's kind of unique, kind of different. We had the game postponed earlier on the year, and luckily we were able to get it in this week, and we get to turn around and see them next week too. So it's kind of a different situation.
And it's against an Aves team without their top two scorers, which we just talked to their coach about. And so a little different Memorial squad than you might have seen earlier.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, you feel for them with Cooper going down with injury, and hopefully Wes is back sooner than later. He's a big piece to what they do. But they have a really, really talented team, and this is the next man up for them because they're such a deep, talented team.
So only minimally have seen them, I guess, in terms of without those two guys. So what's the focus defensively for you then?
Yeah, they still have guys that can get in the paint. They run really good action offensively to get to the rim, to put pressure on the rim with different guys diving to the rim. And we're just going to try to keep them out of the middle without fouling and keep them in front without fouling and do the best we can with that.
And then your offense, where do you see it at? Transition the other night, Dickerson kind of led the way for your first half, and Easton in the second half, trying to mesh it all together.
Yeah, I really like where our offense is heading. We have really good player movement, ball movement. We're setting some extra screens. I know Memorial is just going to slip a lot of that, or switch a lot of that stuff. So we got to go to the secondary options out of that, and we got to pass fake and make good passes when those slip guys are available.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best. Go get him.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Jason Prue here on Cardinal Countdown. We got more in a moment on WDOGO Sports from Eau Claire Memorial.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Driving. Nice pass down. Oh, blocked by nice Marley. Marley. Flips over. Deep three. Emily Cooper on the way.
No. Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biskin. And it goes in. The empty netter makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your absolute best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WDOGO. Well, the seedings came out for girls basketball yesterday, and the Chi-High girls, given the number 16 seed in Sectional 1, they'll host the 17th-seeded Appleton West, the winner moving on to face number 1 Hortonville. Eau Claire North was seeded 15th. They'll host number 18 DC Everest, where the winner will play number 2 Hudson. In the opening regional round, Eau Claire Memorial, given the number 4 seed, they'll host number 13 Oshkosh North. A win could set up a rematch between number 5 Stevens Point and the Old Abes, who square off in Memorial's penultimate regular season game tomorrow. Hudson will face the winner of North and DC Everest, and the winner will play number 7 Marshfield or number 10 Holman. We skip to Division 4. We're interested in the Lady Macs of McDonnell, and they get the 1 seed in the bottom half of that bracket. After a bye on the opener next Tuesday, the Macs will play the winner between number 8 Marathon and number 9 Ladysmith. Number 3 Cameron will also have a bye, and they'll play number 6 Cadott or number 11 Shawamagon. Shatek Weyerhaeuser also on that side of the bracket, seeded 7th and facing number 10 Spencer in a play-in. Fall Creek, the top seed in Section 1A, they'll have a bye next Tuesday as well before facing the winner of the 8-9 matchup between Boysville and Unity. Colfax looking to make a return to the rest center as the 5 seed. The Vikings go on the road to face number 4 Grantsburg. We'll have coverage of the Lady Macs on their road to Green Bay starting next week as well. But meanwhile, it's time for our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls for the Cards. Boy, just a golden opportunity here. I mean, still very difficult against a talented Abes team, and yet a team without their two leading scorers, 34 a game. So play the solid D, limit the turnovers, take good shots, and see what you can do here on the road tonight. The Cards, as they take on the Abes for the first time here this season in the 23-24 campaign. We'll take one final timeout when we come back. Starting lineups in basketball, Chi-High at Eau Claire Memorial on a Monday night on WDOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
High school basketball on a Monday night. Mark Halverson here at the Eagles Nest at Oakland Memorial High School. As it's the 15-6 Aves, 9-2 atop the conference still. Just barely over 9-3 Hudson, 7-5 Eau Claire North, which beat them the other night pretty convincingly. 7-5 River Falls, 6-6 New Richmond and Rice Lake, 3-9 Menominee, and 0-11 Chippewa Falls. The Cards come in here 1-18 overall and 0-1 in the conference. For your visiting Chi-High Cards tonight, the Cards 6-foot senior, averaging 17.1 a game. Number one, Easton Bob. He's joined by 6'5 senior, averaging 12.3 a game. Number two, Carson Wiedemeyer, 6'2 senior, averaging 14.7 a game. Number four, Brayton Dickerson, also for the Cards, 6'3 senior, averaging 3.7 points and 7.4 rebounds to lead the Cards. Number five, David Terhart. And for the Cards at the point, 5'11 senior, averaging 2.6 points a game and leading them in assists. Number 10, Jacob LeQuay. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Meanwhile, for Eau Claire Memorial tonight, again, those two leading scorers out, Cooper Jesperson and Wesley Mboga, but they go with 6'5 senior, averaging 4 points a game. Elliot Heights, also a 6 foot junior, averaging 12.5 a game. Number two, Julius Clark, 6'1 junior, averaging, I have his numbers actually, 6'1 junior, averaging 7.6 a game. Get that in there for Bryce Hetke. Also, 6'1 sophomore, averaging 6.6 a game. Number 14, Ian Bauer. And also, you got 6 foot senior, number 22, Owen Gibson. He comes in averaging 1.4 a game, not a usual starter. Again, the Aves dressed in the home white with the purple numerals and lettering and purple and black trim, and Chi-High in the visiting black uniforms with the red numerals, lettering, and trim. Chi-High going left to right, the Aves right to left, and Easton Bob with it. Terharka jumped, and the Cards with it going left to right here. JV game went overtime. Aves won it 58-51. So good to have you aboard. Thanks to Zach Wycheck back at our Wogo studio. The pass from Bob intended for Terhark. Turnover number one for the Cards. And the Aves will get it now. And Memorial bringing it down. Bryce Hetke, the junior. And Hetke, and they work it around on the outside. And looking at number two, Julius Clark. Clark getting it on top to Hetke. And the Cards, that man-to-man defense. There's some penetration. They kick it back behind the three-point line to Gibson. Good patient possession for Coach Brisky's club here. On the far side, penetrating Hetke. He'll shoot a 17-footer and hit it. And Hetke gives the Aves a 2-0 lead. Not 3-0, but 2-0 just out of the gate. Chippewa falls into the forecourt, bringing it left to right. On the outside, LeQuay. LeQuay looking. He'll toss one, and it's knocked away, and the Cardinals, two turnovers on two possessions. Not the way they wanted to start here against a somewhat depleted Aves team with more than 34 points of their offense. Not even in the lineup here tonight. But 2-0 down, and there's the long shot on the way. Hits the front iron, no good for Clark, the third leading scorer and the leading scorer in the lineup. And the Cards out of there with it. Easton Bob ahead to Brayden Dickerson. Dickerson right baseline, gets it into Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer on the low post on the right side, puts it up, no good. Rebound hit the Aves last, and it's Chi-High basketball. Cards keep it. 16:23 to go here in the first half. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Cards basketball, Wiedemeyer looking down low to Easton Bob, knocked away. Cards keep it. 16:19 to go. First half, 2-0 Aves. Busy sports week here, as we'll have tournament hockey for the boys on Thursday night, the girls on Friday night, 6:40 the pregame, and then that McDonald girls in the Cloverbell crossover game on Saturday night. And Easton Bob falling to the floor, trouble with it. The Aves take it away. Cardinals third possession, third turnover. Aves with it now. Clock at 16 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first half. We're not even 2 minutes in. 2-0 Aves on the attack, right to left. On the outside, working it around. And behind the three-point line, there's the shot up, just graces the win for Julius Clark. Rebound, Aves, down low. With it, number 14, Ian Bauer. Bauer, wide open in the left corner, and he's going to swish one through for three, and it's a 5-0 Aves lead. So 3 points for Bauer on that one, and 5-0 Memorial. So the Cards looking to get off the goose egg with 15:35 to go first half. Laquay driving, kicks it left corner, shot up from Terhark, got it. Terhark with a two-pointer. No, they put a three. I just didn't see any arms go fully extended. But Terhark for the three-pointer gets that one for Chippewa Falls, and a 5-3 contest. And there's the shot up, no good. And rebound, the Aves, and a block, no foul called, and the Cards out of there with it. So a good job defensively by the Cards on Ian Bauer, and into the forecourt. There's Easton Bob for the lead, and he got it. And Easton Bob giving the Cards a 6-5 lead. So some back-to-back highlights here for us in cuts 6 and 7 as the Cards all of a sudden grab a lead here. The Aves at the other end. Bounce pass down low. Kick it out behind the three-point line. Between the leg dribble and the drive from Hetke into the deep right corner. Working it on the outside to Elliott Height. 6-5 Chippewa, our first lead change of the night there. Down low, and a nice block from behind by Laquay as he came in on 22, Owen Gibson there. And for the Cards, getting three-pointers again from Terhark and Easton Bob to all of a sudden come from 5-0 down and the three turnovers to boom, boom, a 1.65 lead. That's the power of the three-pointer. And the first free throw is good as that foul going on Laquay. And for Jacob, his first, and the first in the Cards as a team with 14:25 left first half, as the first free throw good from Owen Gibson. And Owen, as a free throw shooter, not a lot of attempts on the season, is at 60%. He's 4 out of 6, 5 out of 7. So there you go. Getting more playing time, obviously. And so we get our second lead change of the night, and 7-6 Aves. Cards against some full court pressure now. And Laquay on the far side as they bring it left to right. Picked up defensively there by Ian Bauer. They get it down low. They work it. Cutting through traffic. Terhark basket. Good and a foul. And Terhark, a nice play. So David Terhark, we talk about him as the leading rebounder for the Cards at 7.4 a game, but he averaging just under 4 points per game. But he gives the Cards the lead at 8-7. As the foul goes on 13, Caleb Yates, his first, the 6'4 junior, in off the bench, and the first in the Aves as a team. The free throw is just falls out of there for Terhark. And David, a 56% free throw shooter. And now Aves basketball. Just, we get our third lead change already on that one. And Aves working around on the outside. There's the drive just inside the free throw line, and then kicked out by Hetke. The nice move down low, going from left to right, and a nice drive there by Julius Clark. He gets his first hoop of the night. And now Laquay, trouble, bringing it across the timeline, and it's going to stay Chippewa basketball. Got our fourth lead change already, so a lot of lead changes here early in this contest. 9-8 Aves here at the moment. As Terhark again with 5 points for Chippewa. Done a number of their games this year, and so that's one of the better offensive starts, I think, for Terhark, the best I've seen. Easton Bob also with a three-pointer has the basketball, trying to go down low to Wiedemeyer. Loose ball, he's going to pick it up and put it in, and the Cardinals grab themselves a 10-9 lead, lead change number 5 already. The Cardinals up in this one, and now across the timeline, Julius Clark, the 6-foot junior, brings it 13-15 left first half. Just one foul on each squad. JV game went overtime with the Aves coming from 11 down to beat Chippewa. 58-55. That was included at the beginning of our broadcast. And there's the missed shot down low by Clark. Cards out of there with it. Wiedemeyer ahead to Dickerson. Dickerson going to pull up and get two more for the Cardinals, who go up 12-9. So 12-9 Chippewa as Braden Dickerson gets his first two of the night. after Wiedemeyer had scored. And there's a deflected pass and a steal. And the Abes with their first turnover of the evening. And down low, the Cardinals going to get it. Another one for Wiedemeyer. So his second hoop, and the Cardinals getting down low and getting some points this evening. And now up 14-9. Chippewa in this one. And on the outside for the Ian Bauer for the Abes, and they've brought in Shamar Simmons as well. And driving and a whistle and a foul and falling to the floor and in a bit of pain, Julius Clark. And, oh, he's going to get up. Okay. But maybe just holding his hip a little bit with 12:06 here left first half, and the Cards up 14-9. And, again, getting balance here. Easton Bob with 3-4 for Carson Wiedemeyer. Braden Dickerson with 2. Terhark with 5. And pretty good balance. 4 different guys. The first free throw is good for Julius Clark. Again, that foul. Well, they took it off. Let's see. We got second free throw is up and good for Julius Clark. Julius, a 72% free throw shooter on the season. 14-11 game now. And Cards against some full court pressure. And Jacob LeQuay on the dribble for Chippewa Falls. They bring it left to right, picked up defensively by Ian Bauer. Braden Dickerson on top to LeQuay. Inside of 12 minutes left here, first half. Easton Bob driving on his way in and going to get it to go. And the Cardinals go up 16-11 as Easton Bob getting his first two-point field goal of the evening. And the Abes now trying to cut back into that five-point lead. The Cards matching their biggest lead of the night. There's the shot from the southpaw. Hedke, no good. Huskies offensive rebound. They toss it on top to Hedke. Hedke goes right baseline, puts up a shot with his right hand. Basket good and a foul as he falls to the floor with 11:22 left first half. Cards get their third team foul as Hedke will try to complete the three-point play. Easton Bob, first personal third team on the Cards. Hedke is a left-hander, but he shot that one righty, so ambidextrous. Some off the back iron, no, but the rebound comes down to Simmons. And then the three-pointer for the lead, and bombs away for Ian Bauer, his second trifecta. And he actually ties the game at 16. And that is our first tie of the night to go with those five lead changes. Chippewa with it now. As Colin Nichols has checked in, saw him shooting pretty well in the warm-ups earlier. Dickerson on the right side to LeQuay. Wiedemeyer also remains on the floor. Wiedemeyer for 3. Got it. And the Cards go back up 19-16. Nice job by Carson Wiedemeyer draining that 3 to go with his 2-2s. He's got 7 points. 10:35 left here. First half. Cards playing good. Lead at 19-16. Abes get the drive. Basket good with the left hand. Julius Clark, he's got 6. 19-18. Cards still lead it by 1. 5 lead changes and 1 tie already as Jacob LeQuay across the timeline. LeQuay into the lane, kicks into the right corner. Wiedemeyer goes down low. Nichols. Nichols swings it out on top to Dickerson. Cardinals leading this game 19-18. Now, again, they've had lots of good moments. It's the consistency. It's the keeping. It's not having a long drought, and they have not had a drought yet. Dickerson, a great drive, partially blocked that time by 15, Ben Fessenmeyer. And Abe's ahead, trying to grab the lead. On the right baseline, jump stop, kicking into the left corner. Jump shot from the lefty is up and good by Bryce Hedke. And Hedke gets a 3 to give him 7 points in the night. And they grab the lead, and there is lead change number 6 in this one. So back and forth we go. 21-19 Huskies lead it by 2. LeQuay down low to Dickerson. His shot blocked, recovered down low by Dickerson. He finds Nichols in the left corner, and he hits it, and the Cardinals go up 22-21. Colin Nichols with a beautiful three-pointer there to give the Cardinals the lead, and for Nichols, he gets his first basket of the night, too. Again, great balance scoring by the Cards in this one. Another three to answer is good. Bryce Hedke, and he's got 10, and it's 24-22 Abes. And just back and forth. It's like good old-fashioned Donnybrook in boxing back in the day. And Easton Brook is going to miss. Easton Bob missing that one. He had a three earlier, but now the Abes trying to build on their two-point lead with 8:40 left here in the first half. Been a great basketball game so far. Again, the Abes without their two leading scorers, with Jesperson out for the season, and Wesley Mboga, both juniors. Mboga with that ankle injury. And a nice drive to the hoop, and somehow it popped out of there. And rebound by Simmons, and fighting for yet another rebound, the Abes, Fessenmeyer down low, puts it up, no good. They missed three shots. Simmons gets another one. An open three out on top is good by the red-hot Bryce Hedke. So they miss three that are much closer, but an open three for Hedke gives the Abes their biggest lead of the night at five at 27-22, and Chippewa into the forecourt now. Again, hang with them, Chi-Hi. Hang with them. You guys have done such a good job here. Down low, Easton Bob. Backs in his guy. Puts it up. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in. And we get a timeout with 7:49 left in the half. Cards down three to the Abes on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Mark Halverson from the Eagles Nest at Oakland Memorial, where Chi-Hi trails the Abes 27-24, a game that's had six lead changes and one tie. And again, both teams' biggest lead has been 5 points. The Abes most recently, their lead just cut to three a moment ago on an Easton Bob rebound basket, rebound of his own missed shot. And a loose ball on the floor, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Been very well played. Cards had three turnovers in their first three possessions and have not had a turnover since. And the Abes with just the one turnover tonight. So, and I guess that was a turnover there. So, okay, they're second. The Cards get it. Chippewa into the forecourt. G. Mason, his first action tonight. Joined out there by Terhark, who has 5 points. Braden Dickerson. Also Colin Nichols on the floor for Chippewa Falls. And head coach Jason Pruitt and Easton Bob out there to round out the five. On top, Nichols behind the three-point line. Easton Bob for three, and the tie grazes the rim. No good. Rebound, Terhark, the Cards' leading rebounder. And then he's kind of pivoting around. The possession arrow call, and it's going to go the Abe's direction. I'm trying to think. I mean, Terhark had the rebound, but then he gets tied up. So I guess in that sense, a turnover, because they had it, but they have to give it up because he got tied up. So 7:03 left in the half still, 27-24 Abes. And Sukerman in for the Cards now. Corey, the 6'3 junior, number 11. We just introduced the lineup to you. So Terhark, Dickerson, Bob and G. Mason out there as well. Right baseline block shot by Terhark. He comes flying over to swat that one out of bounds. And again, some of the Abes in the contest now include Caleb Yates, a 6'4 junior, number 13. You got 22, Owen Gibson, a 6'4 senior. Into the right corner, they get it off to Brody Neff, a 5'11 junior. Also number one, Elliot Height out there, a 6'5 senior. Apes on top in the conference, but again, without 34-plus points that helped them get there, Cooper Jesperson and Wesley Mboga, both talented juniors. Spin move in the lane. Shot put up off the iron. No good. Missed by Julius Clark. And the rebound out of there, the Cards, but it's going to be Apes' ball with 6:18 left in the half. Yeah, Julius Clark, their third-leading scorer at 12.5 a game, and then the drop off to Hetke at 7.6, Ian Bauer at 6.6. And Elliot Height at four. So really looking for Julius Clark and Hedke with the top two scorers out. There's the shot from three-point range and an air ball from Julius Clark. And out of there with it, the Cards. Terhark again, cleans the glass, gets it ahead to Dickerson. Working around on the outside. G. Mason off in the left baseline to Terhart. On the outside, Dickerson to G. Mason on top inside of 6 minutes left in the half. Easton Bob for three. Got it. And the Cards tie it at 27. Our second tie of the night. Easton Bob on that one gets his second three of the evening. Driving left side and then picking up his dribble, Caleb Yates. They get it off to Clark. Clark under scoops one to Yates. Yates will drive in the lane, put a right-hander up. Kind of side, kind of a junior hook of sorts. And Yates gets his first two of the evening. 29-27, Abe's by two. Terhark on top to G. Mason for the Cardinals. Easton Bob driving back behind the three-point line. Looking for a teammate, has it knocked away from behind. Maybe, Abe's out of there with it. And then we've got some contact, and one of the Abe's players down for the Cardinals, their fifth turnover of the evening. And clock stop with 5:05 left here in the first half. And we'll get some substitutions. And out of there for the Abe's is Brody Neff. And Julius Clark. 29-27 Memorial. 5:05 left here in the first half. Abe's bring it across the timeline right to left as Bryce Hetke getting it off to Ian Bauer, the 6'1 sophomore. They work it on top to Gibson. Now some perimeter shuffling from the Abe's. The Cards with the tight man-to-man defense. They look down low and find a teammate, Hetke, but then he quickly gets it back onto the outside to Yates. Yates on the right wing. They work it on top to Height. Penetrating a kick on top to Gibson. There's the drive from Bauer all the way to the basket, and he scores. Ian Bauer with 8 points now. 31-27, Abe's leaded by four. After the Cards had just tied it a short time ago. Chippewa now with 4:10 left in the half. Laquay into the lane, kicks it right side. Wiedemeyer for three off the rim, no good. Again, the Cards looking to stay right with there with this Abe's club within four, less than 4 minutes left in the half. On the outside, working it to Height. It's Elliott Height. The drive from Hetke, and they rifle it down low to Height. Height's going to put it up with his right hand, no. Terhark had it, was over the back, knocked out of bounds. No foul called. Height knocked it away, and the Cards will get it. The Abe's have played pretty clean here, with just two fouls whistled on them in, 14-plus minutes of basketball. The Cards with four fouls. Cards against some full-court pressure here. Laquay now. Jacob will bring it up against Ian Bauer. Stick around for halftime. We'll get you caught up on the scoring and also some of the highlights from this first half. Braden Dickerson now. 3.5 left in the first half. Cards operating left to right. Down low to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer spin move, puts it up. And a travel called on Wiedemeyer. So the Cards, six turnover, had three turnovers, their first three possessions, then went a long stretch with no turnovers, and now the turnovers revisiting with 3:24 left in the half, and the Cards trailing 31-27, waning moments of the half. And Eau Claire Memorial now into the forecourt. Out on top to Shamar Simmons. He's checked back in. Oh, wide open down low. They get the pass and an easy two to Elliott Height, his first two of the night. And so the defenders slow to get there. The Cards down six, their biggest hole of the evening. Again, kind of a longer drought since the last three-pointer from Easton Bob. And need to hoop this possession. 2:55 left in the half. Laquay down low. Wiedemeyer shot is good. Wiedemeyer got that one. 33-29. And into the forecourt now, the Abe's with 2:40 left in the half, leading it by four. Their biggest lead of the night at six a moment ago. Without their two leading scorers in Cooper Jesperson and Wesley Mboga tonight, the two talented juniors, Chippewa playing them very even. Spin move, and nice job that time working on Easton Bob. David Terhark, Elliott Height gets two more. He's got four now, most recently. Back to a six-point lead at 35-29. On the outside, Terhark on top to Laquay. Laquay behind the three-point line. driving over onto the right side, gets it on top to Dickerson. Dickerson works it right side. They look down low, Laquay on the right baseline. Bounce pass for David Tierhark, and it's muscled away from him, and it's going to be possession. It's going to stay Chahai's basketball with 1:52 left in the half. Again, Memorial fighting back against these Cards. Cards push hard for two more minutes here for the intermission for Coach Prue to address the situation. Would so love to win their first conference game of the season here. It's this regular season game number 20 on the year, 1-18 record, 0-11 in the conference. Laquay, Easton Bob for three, no good. Rebound out of there to Elliott Height. Here come the Abes the other way. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Ball knocked away. Braden Dickerson's going to come up with it all the way down. He'll take it up and miss the shot, miss the layup. Braden has been pretty quiet, just the 2 points here in the first half. Bounce pass down low on the drive and then partially blocked by the Cards, and they get it away. Final minute and 10 of this half now, and it's been a hard-fought first half. The Cards down 6, 35-29. It matches Memorial's biggest lead. And an inside pass stolen away. Laquay's pass stolen away by Simmons. Here come the Aves with 55 seconds left and a half across the timeline. Hedke checks with head coach Mischke to see if he wants him to hold it for one. Coach Briskey. All right, and so Shamar Simmons out there and Bryce Hedke, and maybe glad to just, hey, they got a six-point lead. They're not in any hurry. Just kind of working their weave offense here. Final 30 seconds now. Just don't want to turn it over. Cards looking to play that aggressive defense. Final 25 seconds of the half. Holding it for one here, about a minute or so. Don't find this as often as we used to, maybe. I just don't find that they're as prone to take a whole minute and wait to shoot, but the Aves have final 10 seconds now. And now the drive, 15-footer, partially blocked, and falling to the floor is Bryce Hedke, and he draws the foul on the Cards with 6.5 seconds left in the half. Coach Prue shaking his head, didn't think it was that, and they're trying to explain it, the referee to him, as the foul goes on Easton Bob, his second, and the fifth on the Cards as a team, heading Hedke to the line, where again he's had 13 in the half. He misses the free throw, but Hedke, a fine shooter, he is only a 54% free throw shooter, but it kind of surprised me because he's hit 3 3-pointers. A lot of times you're going to find the good 3-point shooter, a good free throw shooter, but not always. And again, Hedke, maybe not a ton of opportunities. Let me see at the line now, 14 of 26 coming in. He's 0-for-1 here, but getting 13 points, and the lefty is going to come up short on that one. And then fighting for the rebound, and the Cards come up with it. Final seconds. Laquay, let it fly. There it is, three-quarter court, and it hits the top of the backboard. So both free throws were no good by Hedke. We'll take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, our halftime with the Aves leading at the Eagles' Nest, 35-29 on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
To serve again, Wurzgala Company.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Chai trailing at the half, 35-29 at Eau Claire Memorial. I'm Mark Halverson. Earlier, the JV for Memorial coming from 11 down to force overtime and beat the Cardinal JV 58-55. Play-by-play of the end of regulation and that overtime. Part of our broadcast that we'll include in our podcast posted tomorrow. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. From the five-serve forum in Milwaukee, the Bucks leading the defending NBA champ Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic 41-26. That's with 7:43 to go in the second quarter. This game, again, six lead changes and two ties. We were tied at two different junctures here this evening, and 16 and 27. But after the tie at 27, the Abes get the final eight, outscoring the Cards 8-2 down the stretch to lead it 35-29, which reminds me, we want to bring you some highlights in a bit here on WOGO. We'll do that in just a little while, but let's update you on the scoring in the first half. First, for your Chi-Hi Cardinals, unofficially, Easton Bob with 10 on two threes and two twos. Carson Wiedemeyer with nine, a three, and 3 2-pointers. Meanwhile, Braden Dickerson had a hoop for two. 5 points for David Terhark, including a three, and a three-pointer for Colin Nichols. So five different scorers for the Cards for that, their 29 points. Meanwhile, for Eau Claire Memorial, 4 points for Elliot Height, six for Julius Clark, 13 for Bryce Hedke, two for Caleb Yates, eight for Ian Bauer, and two for Owen Gibson. 35-29 our score, and again, some highlights we want to bring you from that first half. Let's go those a listen here on WOGO from half number one. Memorial. So the Cards looking to get off the goose egg with 15:35 to go for staff. LeQuay driving, kicks it left corner, shot up from Terhark, got it. Terhark with a two-pointer. No, they put a three. I just didn't see any arms go fully extended. But Terhark for the three-pointer gets that one for Chippewa Falls and a 5-3 contest. And there's the shot up, no good. And rebound, the Abes, and a block, no foul called, and the Cards out of there with it. So a good job defensively by the Cards on Ian Bauer, and into the forecourt. There's Easton Bob for the lead, and he got it. And Easton Bob giving the Cards a 6-5 lead. Now. And LeQuay on the far side as they bring it left to right. Picked up defensively there by Ian Bauer. They get it down low. They work it, cutting through traffic. Terhark basket, good, and a foul. And Terhark, a nice play. So David Terhark, we talk about him as ahead to Dickerson. Dickerson going to pull up and get two more for the Cardinals, who go up 12-9. Chippewa with it now, as Colin Nichols has checked in. Saw him shooting pretty well in the warm-ups earlier. Dickerson on the right side to LeQuay. Wiedemeyer also remains on the floor. Wiedemeyer for three. Got it. And the Cards go back up 19-16. 19-18. Cards still lead it by one. Five lead changes and one tie already as Jacob LeQuay across the timeline. LeQuay into the lane. Kicks into the right corner. Wiedemeyer goes down low. Nichols. Nichols swings it out on top to Dickerson. Cardinals leading this game 19-18. Recovered down low by Dickerson. He finds Nichols in the left corner, and he hits it, and the Cardinals go up 22-21. Forecourt now. Again, hang with them, Chi-High. Hang with them. You guys have done such a good job here. Down low, Easton Bob backs in his guy, puts it up, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, puts it in. And we get a timeout with side. Dickerson to G. Mason on top inside of 6 minutes left in the half. Easton Bob for three. Got it. And the Cards tie it at 27. So there you go. That was the Cards tying it. But from that point, Oakland Memorial outscoring Chippewa 8-2. We'll take one more two-minute break when we come back. The second half with the Abes up in the Cards 35-29 on WDOGO Sports.
Every parent knows their child is special. But at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Driving, nice pass down. Blocked by nice Marley. Marley. Flips over, deep three. Emily Cooper on the way.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Mark Halverson with you, flying solo here on a Monday night. And more great, exciting sports action coming your way. Boys hockey, the top-ranked and top-seeded Cards, their boys team against the winner of tomorrow night's Eau Claire North D.C. Everest contest. That's Tuesday night. That contest, but the game here will be Thursday night from the Chippewa Falls Ice Arena, and then a Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres on Friday as the Abes get the layup to start the second half, and two more for Julius Clark. He's got eight now, and the Cardinals trail at 37-29. That's their biggest deficit of the evening. Chippewa with LeQuay and Wiedemeyer, and down low there's the pass stolen away. Cardinal turnover, number eight in this contest, and going to have a travel called on the Abes, so they'll get a turnover of their own, their third, with 17:24 to go. All right, time to click this offense into gear for the Cardinals with, again, the starting five out there, Wiedemeyer and Terhark and Easton Bob and Braden Dickerson and LeQuay. On top, Terhark to LeQuay. for the Cardinals. Down by 8. Important possessions here early on. Don't let this thing slip to double digits. Wiedemeyer on the low post. Turnaround shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Aves. Bryce Hedke with it. Again, the Aves, without their two leading scorers, Jesperson at 20 a game, the torn bicep. Wish him the best in his recovery. It's going to take a while. And also Wesley Mboga out tonight, and they're going to just kind of take it game by game. But he did not play in the loss to Marshfield on Saturday. Aves riding a two-game losing streak, kind of unfamiliar to them in a season that's been so successful at 15-6 and 9-2 in the conference. They're still atop the conference. As the left-handed shot, no good by Elliott Height, and then crashing the boards was Julius Clark. Ball knocked out of bounds to the Cards with 16:38 to go in this second half. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field is a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Cards with it now. Easton Bob across the timeline. Far side gets it over here on the near side, I guess, to Terhark. Cards going right to left here in the second half. Easton on top. He's going to shoot the long ball off the rim and in. Nice soft touch, and Easton gets that one to go. He's got 13 now. So the Cardinals back within 5 at 37-32. And you get our first second half highlight for Chippewa in the process. And there's the alley-oop intended. Oh, beautifully done by Eau Claire Memorial as Hedke tossing it to Height, and he gets the two, and they go back up 7, 39-32. Chippewa at the other end. There's Easton Bob going to come up short, fighting for the rebound. Terhark. Terhark in traffic, and he gets fouled with 15:47 left here in the second half. Easton Bob getting his third three-pointer of the game, so he's got unofficially 13 here. And LaQuay underneath for the Cards gets it on top. LaQuay open in the left corner. Again, Jacob not taking, I don't think he's taking any shots yet. He's going to drive, and there's one, just as I say it, and it off the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Simmons. Here comes the Aves into the forecourt with Julius Clark handling the ball. LaQuay on him defensively. We're going to try to post up Height. Down low, positioning against Terhark. Spin move, right-handed, got it. And their biggest lead of the game at 9 at 41-32 now. Into the forecourt, Cardinals bring it right to left. LaQuay, left side to Dickerson. Braden with just two on the evening so far. Down low, the Cardinals working at Wiedemeyer. Puts it up and in. There's two for Wiedemeyer. Cardinals cut it back to 7 at 41-34 as Wiedemeyer getting his fourth two-point basket of the night for the Cardinals. And the Aves now back to that seven-point lead. Clark, 15-footer, right side, swish. And Clark has 10 now, and it's a nine-point Aves lead again. Chippewa trying to push it to 7-5-3 and closer back to even with Easton Bob, a long three from the parking lot. He nails it, and the Cards cut it to 6. Nice shot from Easton Bob. That was way out there. And that, just like that, it's a 41-35 game. Hesitation there by Ian Bauer. And now taking it in, and they're scoring almost every time down. Julius Clark has 6 here in the second half. Easton Bob with 4 three-pointers, and he's now got 2 of them here in the second half. LaQuay picks up his dribble on top to Dickerson. Dickerson's offensive confidence seems to be low right now. He's at the 2 points. Easton Bob takes it left baseline, misses the shot. It's tipped by Wiedemeyer and out of bounds to the Aves, who lead by 8 with 13:44 left in regulation. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, their great team, are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. So Abe's ball and an 8-point lead. And they'll walk it up here. Bryce Hedke, the 6'1 junior. Again, Abe's losing Friday night at home to North and Saturday night at home to Marshfield. So hungry for their own win. They played the Saturday night game without Mboga. They've been without Jesperson for a while. Without both of them here tonight against Chippewa in this conference game. 3-point attempt. Hedke no good. Crashing the boards, couldn't rein it in. Fessenmeyer, but G. Mason who knocked it, but the Aves get it. And there's the drive and a whistle and a foul as Julius Clark, the 6-foot junior, taking it in for Coach Brisky's squad. 45-37 Abes, 13-16 left. The foul is the third of the game on Easton Bob, and the first of the second half on the Cards. And it sends Clark to the line, where he's a 72% free throw shooter. And the first one, no good. 45-37. Abes by eight. They left by as many as nine. Next one is up, and he got it. So 46-37 as Clark has 7 points in the second half. Now G. Mason needs some help against this full court pressure, and the backcourt gets it to Colin Nichols. Nichols with a left-handed dribble on the near side, back to G. Mason. G's going to do the dribbling behind the back, gets it across the timeline, works it over on the left side, and there's Easton Bob. He's going to fire and hit his third. Well, it's not a three-pointer. It's a two-pointer. Makes it 46-39. So he's cooking, though, for the Cards, for sure, offensively. Can he get some help? That would be welcome here, but he's got the four threes and 18 points here, eight here in the second half. Driving, Julius Clark. Shot put up, no good. Banged by Wiedemeyer. Cards looking to rein in that ball. On the floor, Wiedemeyer, and Clark's able to get it. And Julius Clark rifles a pass. There's the shot up. It comes up short for Ian Bauer. And fighting out of there with it, Braden Dickerson. It's going to be Chahai basketball. And the foul on number 14, Ian Bauer, for the Abes. And the Abes have not had many fouls called on them at all here tonight, as they lead it by 7, 46-39. That's just their second in the second half. G. Mason, Easton Bob, Braden Dickerson, Carson Wiedemeyer, and Colin Nichols for Coach Jason Prue. And we're going to get a full timeout. Back in a minute, 12:20 left in regulation. Cardinal ball down 7 at Eau Claire Memorial on WOGO Sports.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Chippewa Falls with the basketball off that full timeout by head coach Jason Prue. And G. Mason driving, kicks it left corner. Colin Nichols fake. He'll drive toward the hole, puts it up, and draws the foul. And so Colin to the free throw line with 12:14 left in the half. And a foul going on number 15, Ben Fessenmeyer. His first and the third on the Abes as a team here in the second half. Again, postseason hockey coming your way Thursday and Friday night. The boys on Thursday night, the girls on Friday night. The boys, the top-ranked team in the state, and great number one seed as Nichols hits the first free throw. He's got four on the evening, and the second free throw no good. And the Abes out of there with it, racing it down the floor and losing control of it. And the Cards bring it back the other way, and underneath and two for Carson Wiedemeyer. And Wiedemeyer gets two more, his fifth two-point field goal. He's got 13 for the Cards. And now Simmons calling for some, and the ball deflected, and it's a 46-42 game now. The Cards have cut that nine-point lead to four, and there's the Abes, Ben Fessenmeyer, his first two of the night, the 6'5 junior. Fessenmeyer, his twin brother, also on the Abes squad. As the Cards trail it, 48-42 now. On the outside, Dickerson driving into the lane, puts up the shot off glass. No, didn't draw the foul. 11:20 left in regulation. Abes bring it back, trying to build on a six-point lead. Right baseline, missing on the drive that time. Ian Bauer, now a three-pointer on top. Hedke no good. Cardinal rebound to Dickerson. Here comes Chippewa. Ahead they get it. G. Mason cutting. Dickerson left hand misses the shot. Unfortunately, could have cut it back to four. Abe's a long feed ahead to Simmons, and they turn it over. Fourth turnover for Memorial with 11:02 left, and the Cards trailing 48-42. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by the great folks at Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank in Eau Claire or Lake Halley, and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. All right, G. Mason now into the forecourt for Chippewa. Inside of 11 minutes left in this second half. Cards down by six. You cut it to three with a three-pointer. Easton Bob's done his share. Driving and whistle and a foul on his way. So again, Easton trying to mix in some driving along with his outside shooting. And the whistle and the foul goes on Brody Neff, the 5'11 junior. First personal fourth team foul. Easton to G. Mason, left baseline. Just the offensive confidence. You can tell certain guys just not even looking to shoot. On the outside, Terhark. Easton carrying a lot on his shoulders. Behind that three-point line. He's going to go left baseline. Got a defender on him. That's number 12, Brody Neff. Working around on the outside. Easton for three, and it, you know, come out of there, no. Had a shot at it. Could have cut the lead to three there. 10-20 and counting here in regulation. The Cards trailing by six, 48-42. Abe's head led by as many as nine here a short time ago. Abe's on the attack, left to right. On top, Caleb Yates. And again, a lot of the subs in here from Coach Mischke at the time. Brisky. I don't know why I say Mischke. I'm sorry. Brisky. All right, there's the shot up. Hedke, and he's able to knock that one down. A two-pointer makes it 50-42. Hedke with that one. And now they get it to Wiedemeyer on the outside. G. Mason for the Cards. Back to Wiedemeyer. Terhark's back in there for the Cards. Down low pass to G. Mason behind the back pass, but that was after the whistle. Stopping the clock with 9:31 to go. And it's a foul on number three, Bryce Hedke. His first of the night, 15 fouls. So the Aves now, 5 fouls to just one for Chippewa in the second half. With about the midway point here of the second half. Inbound pass to Terhark. Basket good and a foul. And Terhark to the free throw line with 9.5 to go off the inbounds pass from G. Mason. Terhark had the 5 points early but hasn't scored in a while for the Cards. And David now, well past his average, which is 3.7 a game. And the foul was the second. And Terhark hitting the free throw. He's a 56% free throw shooter. And the foul was the third. Brody Neff, I believe, is what I saw there. And so the Cardinals will get it. Well, the second at least on Neff. So, all right, 50-45 game after that fine execution. And at the other end, though, too easy of a hoop for Julius Clark, who's really killing the Cards in the second half. He's got 9 since intermission, and they're back to a 52-45 lead. McQuay. Spin move on top. He'll set it up again. Colin Nichols, G. Mason, Wiedemeyer, and Terhark. Easton Bob getting some much-needed rest. He's really worked hard here in this second half. LeQuay going to go left baseline. Picked up his dribble, kicked it out. Wiedemeyer for three. Got it. And the Cards back within four at 52-48. 52-48. Chippewa cutting that 9-point lead to four now with 8:38 to go in the second half. Clark on top for three. Three more. Boy, Julius Clark just cooking since halftime. 55-48. We get a break in the action. 8:31 left in the second half. The Cards, we get a full timeout. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
'55-'48 Abes again cutting the lead to four. The Cardinals, as Easton Bob hit the three, but then able to answer was Julius Clark and the Abes. 55-48. It was a Carson Wiedemeyer had hit the three. What am I saying? Yeah, Carson Wiedemeyer had hit this second three, actually. Pass intended, downloaded. Terhark stolen away. Ninth turnover for the Cards. Respectable number, but just over 8 minutes to go. And too much of an easy hoop again for Elliott Height. He's got eight, and the lead back to nine at 57-48. The Cards have done such a good job in getting it down to four, but back-to-back three from Clark, and then Height, just a bunny down low. 7:45 left here, second half. And Easton Bob for three more. And there it is. And the Cardinals cut the lead back to six. So Easton Bob drained nothing but net on that one. And there's Clark going to try to answer. Grazes the rim, no good. And Terhark with the rebound for Chippewa Falls. So five threes for Easton Bob now. And he gets it into the forecourt. Working around on the outside. LeQuay, 7:15 left. Bob on top. Cards down by two threes. LeQuay, left corner, gets it. And they work it back on top. LeQuay, their point guard. And Easton for three, and off the rim, no good. Rebound down to the Abes, Brody Neff. All the way down, Julius Clark is fouled by Terhark underneath the hoop with 6:55 to go. And the foul is on Chippewa. It's on Terhark. And for David, his second. And for the Cards, only their second team foul of this second half. And it sends Clark to the line. And again, we've mentioned a 72% free throw shooter. First one is good. What a second half he's had with 13 points now and make it 19 for the night. '58-'51 Abes. The JV came from behind for Memorial to win earlier, 58-55 in overtime. And both of the free throws good for Clark. So 59-51, they've led by as many as nine. They lead it by eight. 6:50 left in regulation for Chippewa. LeQuay across the timeline with Clark on him defensively. Still dribbling. Gets it off left wing to Wiedemeyer. Carson, deflected pass. And intended for Dickerson, going to take it all the way down the floor and foul it up, and no good by Clark. He wanted it, and the Cards come out of there with it. All right, so the lead does not go to double digits for the first time tonight, as it would have there. Easton Bob driving left baseline, bounce feed to Wiedemeyer, got it, and now it's down to a six-point game, 59-53. So the Cards from 8-6 with 6:15 to go. Abes now working around on the outside. Elliott Height. Just kind of the motion offense. Working it on the outside to Hetke. Hetke driving inside the three-point line. Nice bounce feed, and the left-hand shot is up and good by Owen Gibson, a 6'4 senior. He's got four. Back to an eight-point Abes lead at 61-53. 5:45 to go. Again, the Abes without Cooper Jesperson and Wesley Mboga, but still leading the Cards by eight as Dickerson falls to the floor with 5:40 to go, and the Abes get their seventh team foul. It sends Dickerson to the line, where Braden is a 68% free throw shooter. He's got just the 2 points on the one field goal tonight. Came in averaging close to 15 a game for Chippewa. Good, solid free throw shooter. He's hit some clutch free throws for the Cards in recent games at important times. 61-53, trying to make it a six-point game. First one is up and short. And it was a one-on-one, but followed up by Terhark. No good. Rebound Dickerson in traffic, muscled away from him by the Abes. Number 22, Owen Gibson. And then we get a timeout Memorial. With 5:34 left, the Abes use a timeout. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wirzgala.com. Mark Halverson with you. The waning moments of this one, 5:34 to go. Abes basketball leading by 8 over Chippewa. The Abes on top in the conference, the Cards at the bottom of the conference. And Memorial without their two top scorers, still lead it by 8. And there's the ball stolen away, but then the Abes get it right back from the Cardinals. So the fifth Abe's turnover, the 10th, and the Cardinals missed shot from the outside by Hetke, out of bounds. Hetke really carried the load in the first half as he had 13, just two in the second half. It's been the Julius Clark show since intermission, and the Cards against a full-court press here. The backcourt, LeQuay, catches it from Dickerson, joined by Easton Bob, Wiedemeyer, and Tierhark, the starting five for Coach Pru with 5:05 to go. Bob's pass deflected, stolen away. Here come the Abes, a breakaway layup is good as Tierhark was trailing Owen Gibson, who's got 6. The Abes lead it by 10 for the first time tonight, 63-53. Ball knocked out of bounds, and the Cards turn it over on the far side as Tierhark was trying to handle it. Cardinals' 12th turnover. They started the very first three possessions, three turnovers, and then the Cards went on a great stretch, very competitive, and we get another timeout. We'll keep it right here. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Two extra years of schooling just to work with kids, and so they know their stuff over there. Checking the WOGO sports calendar, we've got boys hockey on Thursday night. The Cardinals, tops ranked in the state and a great seed, and they will face the winner of Eau Claire North and DC Evers playing tomorrow night, the 8-9 seed. That'll be Thursday night, 6:40, the pregame with Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvick. And then Friday night, Greg back on the call as it's Chippewa Falls Menominee against the ECA Stars. Girls action, 6:40 pregame, and then girls Cloverbell crossover on Saturday night. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with all that action here on WOGO Sports. Of course, podcasts after all the games. You can check that all out at WOGO.com as well. Thanks to Zach Wycheck at our WOGO studios, manning the controls tonight. Air ball, three-pointer missed by Ian Bauer for the Abes, and Tierhark out of there with it. Looked to have been fouled, but what's the call here? Tierhark had it. They call it a possession arrow or what? And they're indicating it's going to be Abe's basketball. Looked like David had it. I don't know. All right, so Julius Clark with it now. 4.5 minutes to play. Cards down 10. These guys will play again next week on the 22nd at Chippewa. And this is a makeup game here. Clark misses it down low. Wiedemeyer out of there with it. Cardinal basketball. Still time. 4:20 to go. LeQuay into the forecourt. Left side, Dickerson. Dickerson finds a cutting Easton Bob, but lost it out of bounds for the Cardinals' 13th turnover with 4:13 to go. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. spent turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Abe's ball, 4:10 to go, leading it by 10. This is their biggest lead of the night. Early on, we had 6 lead changes and 2 ties. Last tie to 27. Then the Abes outscored the Cards 8-2 going into the half and have led here consistently in the second half and have tried to grow that lead. Down low, they get the pass to Height. Spin move up and in. Nice soft touch by the big fella, the 6'5 senior. He's got 10 now, and the Abes grow the lead to the biggest it's been all night at 12 at 65-53. Cardinals with it. Braden Dickerson on the far side. Just over 3.5 to play now. Wiedemeyer On the outside, Easton Bob looks down low to Colin Nichols. Colin, couple of bounces, puts it up off the rim, no good. Rebound yanked down by Julius Clark for the Abes. And pass goes awry for the Abes underneath, out of bounds. And the Cards get it with 3:22 to go. Still down by 4 3-pointers or 12 points. LaQuay now going to spell Terhark with also Dickerson and Bob and Wiedemeyer and Nichols on the floor. Easton Bob. He was hot at the beginning of the half and has shown brightly throughout here tonight. Pass to LaQuay. LaQuay kicks into the corner. Dickerson for three. Come on, Braden, off the front iron. No. Rebound comes down to Simmons. Shamar Simmons, the 6-foot junior for the Aves. And they'll back it out now with 3 minutes, inside of 3 minutes left. Clark hands it off to Ian Bauer. Looking around on the outside. And they're just taking their time. And there's the basket for Clark, another two. Clark, what a second half for this guy. 12, 14, 16 points in the second half alone. 22 for the game. Well, it's kind of like Easton Bob at 21 in the second half at Menominee for the Cards the other night. As Dickerson's going to score his first hoop in a while, and the Cards call a timeout. 2:29 left in the second half. Cards down by a dozen on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen. Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Mark Halverson from the Eagles Nest at Oakland Memorial. Chi High trailing 67-55. They employ a full court press now. And the Abes, with that 12-point lead, working against it. And deflected pass by Dickerson, recovered by Hetke, and fouled up and in. And 69-55 now, the Abes by 14. That is their biggest lead of the night. Nichols in the left corner to LaQuay. LaQuay on that left baseline, picks up his dribble. On top, gets it to Terhark. Easton Bob on the right wing, picked up defensively by Simmons. He'll take it in as it's stripped away and out of bounds. Cards will keep possession. 1:50 to go. 14-point lead in Terhark coming out of the game in favor of Wiedemeyer. To join Nicholson and LaQuay and Easton Bob and Dickerson for Coach Jason Prue. Stick around for the post-class post-game show. We'll get you all the numbers and a lot of highlights. Look at that WOGO Sports calendar. A lot of excitement coming your way Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here and into the postseason. And Easton Bob going to miss that shot from about 12 feet out on the right side. Just not enough offensive firepower for the Cards in this one here tonight. Down 14 in the waning moments. Clark gets it down low to Simmons. This gets to Shamar Simmons, his first two of the night. And the Cards down 16. Their biggest deficit, 75 seconds to go. We're down, 35-29, I think, at the half, right? Yeah, 35-29, because it was tied at 27, and then Memorial went on an 8-2 run, and he's continued to extend that lead more and more here in the second half as Dickerson gets another hoop down low for the Cards. And we'll get another timeout. Back in half a minute. Cards down 14. Minute to go from Eau Claire Memorial on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. 71-57, Abes by 14. Memorial looking to go to 16-6 and 10-2 in the conference. It matters to them. They're fighting. Still, you know, they're going to get Mboka back at some point. Not Jesperson, but, I mean, and they're still on top of the conference. And Hudson at 9-3. So the Aves playing a game to distance themselves and make themselves the 10-2 team. Everybody else with at least three losses. So an important game for them. And, you know, the first goal they have. Last year they got all the way to the sectional final, I believe. And look out for Eau Claire North. They're playing some really good basketball right now. 41.3 seconds to go and a whistle and a foul. And Easton Bob getting his fourth personal for Chippewa Falls in this one tonight. And now in the backcourt, they'll get it to Clark. Final 40 seconds of this one. Been competitive early, first half especially, but in the second half, Abe's just incrementally growing that lead. And, you know, at one point when it got from 9, it got it down to 4, but the Cards not able to get it any closer than 4, even sometimes trying, but not necessarily. Yeah, see, at 52-48 was really the last we were at that. Then it went to 9 again and back to 6 at 59-53, but then it kind of extended it from that point forward. They've really grown the lead from 59-53 to where we are now, outscoring the Cards 12-4 since that time. Final 10 seconds of this one from the Eagles' Nest at Oakland Memorial. The Aves will win and go to 16-6, 10-2 in the conference, the only team with just two losses through 12 games. The Cards will fall to 0-12 in the conference and 1-19 on the season. Back with the postgame in 2 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Eau Claire Memorial winning at 71-57, our final score. Mark Halverson with the Postglass postgame show here on WDOGO Sports. Brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Triple Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. All right, well, the overall view of this game, we had six lead changes and two ties through the first 27 points, tied at 27. That's the last time we were tied, because after that, Eau Claire Memorial outscoring Chippewa 8-2, led 35-29 at the half. In the second half, the Abes right away made it an eight-point lead. Cards cut it to five and kind of bounced around, eventually got its way to nine. And Chippewa able to get as close as four. That was it. And after it was 59-53, the Cowboys are scored there 12-4 the rest of the way, lose it 71-57. Individual, turnovers tonight unofficially had the Cards for 13 to just 6 for Eau Claire Memorial. Obviously, on paper, you thought, hey, the Cards have the chance here. Eau Claire North had come in and beat Chippewa, beat Memorial, I should say, and then Marshfield again. Two teams with better records than the Cards, but again, no Colin Jesperson and no Wesley Mboga, and they average over 20 and 14 a game, so collectively that was 34 points lost. But it meant other guys stepping up, like the third leading scorer, Julius Clark, particularly Bryce Hetke, had a big first half, and so the Aves come out of here with it. Unofficially tonight, this is what we had, and again, bear with me, I was trying to keep the stats, call the game, keep the highlights, so... But this is what we had unofficially for the Aves. I had 10 points for Elliott Height. An incredible second half for Julius Clark, who finishes with 24. 15 for Bryce Hetke, 13 in the first half. 2 for Shamar Simmons, had that basket late. 2 for Caleb Yates. 8 for Ian Bauer. 2 for Ben Fessenmeyer. And 6 points for Owen Gibson. Meanwhile, for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals tonight, G. Mason played but did not score. 21 for Easton Bob. At least it might have been. It might have been more than that, but I had him for 21 points on 5 3-pointers tonight. Carson Wiedemeyer finishing with 16. Braden Dickerson with 6, 7 for David Terhark, and 4 for Colin Nichols. Again, I'm short a little bit there, but those are the numbers I've got here, and we're up in the bleachers area, so don't have the ready access to check the official scorebook, but we'll get that noted and duly attributed in the posting of the podcast. Meanwhile, some of the highlights from the first and second half in this one here tonight, and we revisit the first half initially, and then come back with some second half highlights as well here on WDOGO. So let's give it a listen. Memorial. So the Cards looking to get off the goose egg with 15:35 to go first half. Laquay driving, kicks it left corner, shot up from Terhark, got it. Terhark with a two-pointer. No, they put a three. I just didn't see any arms go fully extended. But Terhark for the three-pointer gets that one for Chippewa Falls, and a 5-3 contest. And there's the shot up, no good. And rebound, the Abes, and a block, no foul call, and the Cards out of there with it. So a good job defensively by the Cards on Ian Bauer, and into the forecourt. There's Easton Bob for the lead, and he got it. And Easton Bob giving the Cards a 6-5 lead. Now. And Laquay on the far side as they bring it left to right. Picked up defensively there by Ian Bauer. They get it down low. They work it, cutting through traffic. Terhark basket, good, and a foul on Terhark. Nice play. Ahead to Dickerson. Dickerson going to pull up and get two more for the Cardinals, who go up 12-9. Chippewa with it now, as Colin Nichols has checked in. Saw him shooting pretty well in the warm-ups earlier. Dickerson on the right side to Laquay. Wiedemeyer also remains on the floor. Wiedemeyer for three. Got it. And the Cards go back up 19-16. Recovered down low by Dickerson. He finds Nichols in the left corner, and he hits it, and the Cardinals go up 22-21. Forecourt now. Again, hang with them, Chi-High. Hang with them. You guys have done such a good job here. Down low, Easton Bob backs in his guy, puts it up, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, puts it in. Side Dickerson to G. Mason on top inside of 6 minutes left in the half. Easton Bob for three. Got it. And the Cards tie it at 27. Again, that was a good moment for Chippewa tying at 27. But, of course, that was the last tie we would see in this contest. Let's get some second half highlights now. Timeline. Far side gets it over here on the near side, I guess, to Terhark. Cards going right to left here in the second half. Easton on top. He's going to shoot the long ball off the rim and in. Nice soft touch, and Easton gets that one to go. He's got 13 now. Into the forecourt. Cardinals bring it right to left. Laquay left side to Dickerson. Braden with just two on the evening so far. Down low, the Cardinals working at Wiedemeyer. Puts it up and in. There's two for Wiedemeyer. It's a 9-point Abe's lead again. Chippewa trying to push it to 7 and 5 and 3 and closer back to even with Easton Bob. A long three from the parking lot. He nails it and the Cards cut it to 6. That was a great three-pointer by Easton Bob. A couple more highlights here from the second half. McQuay, spin move on top. He'll set it up again. Colin Nichols, G. Mason, Wiedemeyer, and Terhark. Easton Bob getting some much-needed rest. He's really worked hard here in this second half. Laquay going to go left baseline. Picked up his dribble, kicked it out. Wiedemeyer for three. Got it. And the Cards back within four at 52-48. To four, but back-to-back three from Clark. And then Height, just a bunny down low. 7:45 left here, second half. And Easton Bob for three more. And there it is. And the Cardinals cut the lead back to 6. So there you go. Some of our highlights from this contest tonight, first and second half. But Chahai come up on the short end, losing at 71-57. And again, here on the Post Glass postgame show, we check the Wogo Sports calendar. On Thursday night, it's Cardinal hockey. So again, we've got a rare Tuesday night off tomorrow. But hey, you might want to go support the Chahai girls. They're at home facing Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow night. But hey, boys hockey on Thursday night, the Cards, top-ranked boys team in the state, facing the winner of tomorrow night's Eau Claire North DC Everest contest, faced going out at Hobbs and Eau Claire. And we'll have that one for you 6:40 Thursday night here on WOGO Sports. Then Friday night, it's the Chippewa Falls Menominee girls hockey squad taking on the ECA Stars from the Chippewa Falls Ice Arena as well. And then Saturday night, it's the McDonald girls in that Cloverbelt crossover game. Our thanks to Zach Wycheck back at our Wogo studio. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for listening. Again, final score, the Abes of Memorial come out of here with win number 16 on the season and their 10th conference win as Chahai drops this conference game and goes to 1-19 overall. Again, we'll get the podcast posted tomorrow at WOGO.com. Thanks so much for listening. Abes win at 71-57 and took the JV game as well, coming from behind to force overtime and win that one 58-55. Thanks so much for listening here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.